This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Brent. He's Danny. This is The Fan. You're listening to your flagship home for the Washington Nationals. 106.7 The Fan. We are live at our sister station in Chicago, The Score. They've set us up in a beautiful performance studio.
It's awesome.
We're actually on stage in front of really nice guitars and drums with lighting as if we're about to do a concert. There is a piano next to me, three different types of guitars, drums that probably cost a few thousand dollars. I'm about to... Should I go play the drums or no?
No, okay. No. I'm going to say... unequivocally no.
Okay.
To that.
There are TVs all over the joint like we're at a sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
There are roughly 50 seats for people to watch us do this show, but we're in the room by ourselves on the stage. It's kind of a cool setup, but we thank them for making this work because we were supposed to be at Wrigley Field. It is raining in Chicago, and it's supposed to rain off and on throughout the day. Did you hear the bombshell FP dropped at the end of the interview? He said it doesn't sound like there's going to be a game tonight. We kind of just brushed past that.
Oh, wait, what?
So, I'm thinking they're going to get this in. But we do know one thing about playoff baseball, and that is they generally do not start a game they don't think they're going to finish.
I just want to say thank goodness the Nationals are not the ones in charge of this rain delay.
Good call.
This is a Major League Baseball situation, so I feel much more comfortable.
Let's get to our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Double play.
We should let you know that today's show is presented by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, partners like Dell to turn complexity into the simplicity. It's IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it.
I am eating my way through the city of Chicago, and we agreed to do this this trip, obviously, with great excitement to go watch the Nationals get out of the first round. Anyway, the point was we're staying at a really nice hotel, and everything about it is a lot of fun. Chicago's an awesome city, great food stuff, so we got recommendations and the whole nine yards. I weighed myself before I left, and I'm going to weigh more when I get back home. Even though I'm eating healthy today, it's still been a disaster.
Are you going to eat healthy all day?
That's TBD about what happens
later. I thought you were going to go get that meat. You kept talking about this meat place.
Well, the problem is if we're not going to end up at Wrigley, we've got to do the show from down here, which is, you know, a 40-minute cab ride in rush hour to Wrigley Field. Then we may just not be able to do it. That's where Al's pit beef is.
Right? Are you making pit beef, up 40-minute cab ride?
No, it's going to be a long cab
20
ride.
20 minutes to get to Wrigley yesterday.
But yesterday wasn't in the rush hour kind of traffic. We went in the morning time. Kind of mid-morning. This is a afternoon commute. You saw what happened getting out of the stadium yesterday. So I may not get the beef explosion I want. I may eat healthy today. I don't know. The point of the dude's story is...
how much weight have you gained so far?
That's what I'm trying to guess. I honestly guess. And I know everyone's going to think like I'm doing a bit. But
what did you weigh in at when you left?
201.8. Okay. 201.8.
I was 187 and change. Mm-hmm. We could round it up if you want to 188.
We can.
Okay. I have no idea what I weigh now. I easily gained 3.5 pounds at dinner last night. That's not an exaggeration. And I feel awful right now. My stomach is on fire.
That's what I wanted to get to.
I'd like to lay down on a flat surface, maybe the ground behind me. I mean, I feel like my appendix needs to be taken out again. Last time I had this much pain in my stomach, I went to a hospital for a surgery. That's how I'm feeling right now, Danny.
This is the world telling us, you and me, you guys can't do this anymore. Because we've changed our lives, and everybody knows we endorse the MP 180 weight loss and the whole nine yards, and we eat healthy 99.9% of the time. This is basically the universe saying, you guys don't get to do this anymore. You have to eat correctly. And what I'm saying is, I would still make every choice that I made, which was eating an entire Lou Malnati's pizza for two by myself, which includes eating the bread that came last night before our steaks. It includes the macaroni and cheese. It includes Dar's corn order, which is actually delicious. It includes the baked Alaska that I ordered at the end of the meal when I wasn't even hungry. I was stuffed, and I ordered it because the Nats got three bleeping hits. That's why. When the Nationals get three hits, when their second ace carries a no-hitter past the sixth inning, for the second time in one series, you eat your feelings, and my feelings tasted spectacular.
My feelings tasted great. Two things. Dar ruined our orders many times over last night.
Oh, he's sandbagged so bad.
I'm actually glad that you ruined everything a couple times last night, because I was trying to make a play where I ordered mashed potatoes, which would have even been worse today.
Oh, man.
But you had already ordered mac and cheese for the table, which was a big family-style bowl. That ended up being delicious. I had ordered asparagus. I was trying to keep it moderately healthy with steak and a green. So I had some green on the table. So then I said, can anyone go in on mashed potatoes with me? And I'm taking the temperature of the room, and the waitress is like, okay, we'll get some mashed potatoes. And then Dar out of nowhere goes, oh, I'd actually like some corn. No one had mentioned corn at any point.
No one mentioned corn. It never came up.
There was never a discussion about corn, because corn stinks. And Dar goes,
that's aggressive.
Well, it's not as good as any of the other sides we would have ordered. And Dar goes, I'd like some corn. So then with that, never having been discussed by the table, she just adds corn to our order.
I wanted a vegetable, and I didn't want asparagus, so I got corn. I don't see what the problem is here.
The corn was delicious. That's the other part.
Fine.
The corn was a delicious little side item.
I just true or false, every other item like that, there was a discussion for the table, and that was just he decided on 3rd and 3. That was his call.
Everyone else knew it was a running play, and Dar just pitched it to a receiver.
He just threw out there that he was eating corn, which, of course, you guys did eventually eat. I don't know that anyone else ate any corn, but that's fine. Lastly, I would like to point out all the things I ate yesterday. I ate one piece of bread with butter. Mm-hmm. I did not eat a second one. That was good by me. I ate an appetizer. What was that called? A trio, Dar?
It was
the trio.
Hot appetizer trio.
The trio. Mm.
I got a scallop. That was delicious. I got a piece of shrimp that was huge. And I got a small crab.
Huge.
So I ate that. Then I got a steak that was, how big was that steak?
It was the size of your forearm.
Honest to God, this steak was, I would say, 4.5 inches thick. I got the grand cut. It was a New York strip. I've never seen such a tall steak. It was taller than a baseball.
It was a delicious steak, too.
It was so good. But it was taller than a baseball, and I ate almost the whole thing. I bet you it was 20 ounces of meat.
I was actually going to say it was like between 21 to like 20.
I think you were north of 20, my friend.
And I could have easily finished it. I left a little bit for lunch today. I said, you guys want me to finish it? I didn't. I opted against it because I felt like I wanted to get a little dessert.
And then we got dessert.
I also ate so much mac and cheese. I ate more than anyone else, so that was a problem. So I shouldn't have done that. And then the last thing I did was I ordered a huge piece of chocolate mousse cake with vanilla ice cream, because I never get to eat dessert anymore, and I was just going ham. You know why? Because the Nats got 3 hits. So I wanted 3-plus courses. I get a course of cheating for every hit that they had last night. I cheated so much. And first of all, I don't feel bad about it. I want you to know that. But my stomach feels bad about it.
But I feel disgusting inside.
Because I haven't felt this bad in ever.
A long time.
This is terrible. It's just terrible. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. That was your double play. Next, your Beltway Blitz at noon and at 12:18. Will the Nats get even with the Cubs today? You're listening to 106.7.
The Nationals may not hit, but you can score a hit at Ted Britt Ford. I got myself 2 cars from Ted Britt Ford. That's one less than the number of hits the Nationals achieved in a playoff game yesterday. It's one more than, it's the same number, by the way, that they achieved off starting pitchers in each of these first 3 games. 2 hits, 2 cars, 1 for every hit against a Cubs starter. Go see my guys at Ted Britt Ford, and they'll give you a great deal. Not like a DC team in the playoffs, something that actually fulfills you and makes you happy, and you will love all the time. You don't have to deal with crushing, bitter disappointment at Ted Britt Ford. No, don't even have to be a DC sports fan. Just have to be a human being. Get yourself there and get a great deal on a car. Right now, they'll get you 130%. That's 130% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. So you go take your old busted joint out there to Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly. They'll give you 130% for your trade-in, and then you drive off in a brand spanking new car. Speaking of that, anything new, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Less than 100,000 miles, you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. Kind of the opposite of that lifetime coverage that DC sports teams bring when they go to the postseason, where they don't win. You always win with Ted Britt Ford. They'll fix the big stuff, like the powertrain, drive axle, engine, little things. Like, they'll compliment the service loaner program. It's incredible. It's awesome. It's top-notch. They take care of the little stuff. Go see him at Ted Britt Ford and tell him Danny sent you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.